miscarriage. So she has to say a amen.
We don't, we're not going to say it, well, no. The person was on a ventilator, would they say Gomo? I always asked the other question about Gomo. You said the verse was like Machbed on the Bracha. So like unless a person was really ill, you wouldn't say Gomo. Right. Like,
it was on a ventilator?
I didn't know what the gather was.
I assume that in most cases of a person on a ventilator, they're probably quite ill. And I would think so. That's what the Yom HaKadosh is.
In the bathroom for motzi.
If you don't have another option, you could just, you know, wait, walk out with your hands wet, and you know, rather than outside, make the bracha outside. Of course.
If you have a washing cup, do you like?
You have a washing cup. That's very
sure. Are they turning it on and off?
It's not pashut at all. It's also not pashut. It's cool that it's coming from a kli. It has to come from a kli also. It doesn't. It's so clear. There's the better option would be, if you could, be to wear some sort of gloves. You know, eat with gloves on.
Or tissue.
Tissue.
So you should just not touch the bread.
Yeah, well, your hands have to be covered, really, because it's more than, if you don't, I guess you just have a tissue, but it's really better to.
It's like stick your hand in your sleeve. And
then you have to send your jacket to the cleaners. Better to. There are plenty of gloves ever since COVID. There's gloves all over the place.
Or what about using a fork and knife?
That's not good enough. No, your hands have to be covered. That's because you have fork and knife. You can easily just come to touch this stuff, especially. Bread with fork and knife is not exactly routine, so like.
Right. So why is not a prohibition to handle bread without cleaning your hands?
Because it's a takana for eating because of atu truma. Because when you know the Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak of Shabbos says that the Chacham made a takana that Kohenim that eat truma have to be mitahir their hands, even though normally there's no concept of tahara except on the whole body. You can't be mitahir part of your body, but there's a special thing of tahara sedayim for truma. So now that. We're temporarily in a state where we don't have any truma or kachim because we don't have tumah v'tahara for the most part. So, in order that the kohanim should remember, they shouldn't get out of practice and they should forget about this takana. So, whenever we eat bread, which is the main food that comes from truma, one of the main things of truma is from dagon, is from grains. So when we eat bread, we wash it, but it's only for eating. It's not not stamed in, but touching.
If I touched my shoe, and then the Rav is going to let everyone be yotze with his bracha achrona for amichya. Is the same as if I said myself?
You should, because shomei kohanim. It's like you're saying. You should clean your hands.
Same thing. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have to have your hands clean if you're gonna go out of Huawei or somebody has a berachot.
If you're going to be yotzei with somebody's bracha, your hands should be clean. Okay. But your yotzei is like, I mean, would you dream of listening to the Megillah and your hands, you're touching, you're tying your shoes and scratching your hair? I mean,
is it only touching your own shoe? Like, let's say my daughter, I put her shoe on.
Same thing?
Top of the shoe is also a problem?
Yeah, the shoe is a problem, yes.
But
still have to wash your hands. Once the shoe that's been worn, this is listen to the recording from last week's share. Once it's a shoe that's been worn.
Do you have the recording from last week?
I don't have a pleasure. I did it on the Kolos thing. Yeah, you could ask him. I didn't tape it on mine, just that. I mean, recorded it on mine, just that. My pleasure. Just saw this morning on this topic of Shomei Kohanim. I'm learning in the morning with my son, Mr. Brewer. We're up to the in the Chelak Aleph, up to the dinim of who could be a shliach tzibur, lead the Olam in davening. So it's brought that lechatchila a person that's deaf, even he's able to speak, he can't hear, so he should not be the shliach tzibur, because lechatchila a person is supposed to be. Mashmiya la'aznav, you're supposed to, when you daven, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. So if a person can't, or if a person didn't, even if he could, but he didn't, he's still yotze, but it's b'di'evet, l'chadchila, you have to hear the words. So it says that even when he's being motzi the people, if he can't hear, so it's ke'ilu, they spoke in a manner that they can't hear it. Right? It's because it says in Shomeko, it wasn't brought in the Mishnah Berurah itself, it was brought in the Dershu referenced it from a Mishnah Berurah by Hilchos Zimun, that the same thing, a person who's being mezamer, if the time when the mezamein actually was the one that was motzi people with the benching, he benched and everyone else just listened. So it says you shouldn't, a person who's hard of hearing so that he can't hear what he's saying shouldn't be the one to be mezamein, because the people that are hearing, it's ki'ilu, they're hearing the same type of a dibra that he said. It's a whole shaila in Shemaiah code exactly how it works, but that's what it says there. So, but if you're hearing a bracha, being go through the bracha, it's like you're saying it. It's like you're davening, like you're saying the bracha. You're leaning the Megillah, so your head should be clean. Okay, so but I want to discuss now within the, still under the title of Hilchos Brachos, but some of the Hilchos Brachos vis-a-vis Chanukah, how the Hilchos Brachos that have to do with the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. A few interesting topics in Brachos. So let's start with the following. This is something I believe we discussed a few years back before Chanukah, but it's a famous Torah, famous discussion. We know that when a person lights the Chanukah menorah, so the first night he says three brachas, Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Shasidisim Abaseinu, and Shechianu. And in all subsequent nights, he says two brachas, Lahadlik Ner, and Shasidisim. If by some chance a person did not light the first night at all, and he was not Yotze at all, he was in a place, or for whatever reason, he didn't light the menorah, they didn't, no one lit for him, he wasn't Mekayem Mitzvah at all, so then, or even more than the first night, whatever it is, the first time he goes to do the mitzvah, so he says the Shechianu. But typically, typical situation, a person lights all 8 nights, he makes the bracha Shechianu the first night, and the rest of the nights he makes two brachas. So when does he say these brachas? So the general rule is kol habracha, kol haMitzvah is mevarich aleim over la'asiyasan. All mitzvahs, the brachas should be recited prior to fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's the case by Chanukah as well. Not just the first bracha. The first bracha is a brachas haMitzvah, l'hadlik ner. So that certainly goes over la'asiyos, and over means prior to fulfilling the mitzvah. But even the other brachas, the bracha of Shasinisim, which is a brachas hodah, a bracha of thanks, praise, a person should say that bracha as well before commencing the mitzvah, and the Shechianu as well, when he recites that the first night, or any night that he recites it, he says that first before beginning the mitzvah. I mean, he doesn't like just do it as he's lighting, or does it before and then he lights. So the shaila is discussed, what if a person forgot to say the brachos and he began lighting? Let's say it's not the first night, it's a night when he's lighting multiple candles, and he began lighting, and then he realized he didn't say the bracha, or say the brachos, and say the brachos. Could he still recite the brachos on the remaining candles, or do we say no? Because we understand that the first, that really a person could be yotzi with one candle, right? The mitzvah is, the ikar mitzvah is to light one ner, ner ishubesa, so just one ner for each night of Chanukah, and that's it, and you have the mitzvah. The fact that we light an additional candle every night, the second night two, and the third night three, etc., is one of the madrigas of hidur that we do. We know when Chanukah we have the Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mahadrin, we have Ner L'chal Echad V'Echad, and then we have Mosif V'Holech. So we do like Beis Hillel, Mosif V'Holech, every night we add an additional candle. But those are Hidur candles. So the question, or at least part of the central issue here is, could you make a bracha when you've already fulfilled the Ikar Mitzvah, and you only have the Hidur Mitzvah in front of you? Now by some mitzvahs, they're together. It's not shayach. The mitzvah and the hidur are one. Let's say by an esrog. An esrog is a mitzvah to take an esrog that's mehudar, right? It's a beautiful esrog, etc. So, but that's not separable. That's when you take the esrog, you take an esrog that's mehudar. But here there's a separation. There's the first candle is the ikar mitzvah, and then the subsequent candles is a mitzvah of hidur. So the question is, can a person make a bracha on the hidur, having already fulfilled the ikar mitzvah? So there's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Vav in Sif Katan Dalid, where he says, Hidlik Ner Chanukah, v'shachach levarich al hadlakasa. He forgot to make the bracha on the lighting. V'rak, however, kodem shehid lekulon, before he lit all the candles, nizkar. He remembers da'adayin loverich. He remembers that, oh, didn't make the bracha. And he still has one omer candles in front of him to light. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lo levarich kol habrachos. He should say all the brachas. All the brachas means hadlik ner and shas
anisim. Can he say shehayanu? Let's say he didn't make it the two first nights. And then he light two candles and, oh, I didn't say shehayanu.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he should. If this is his first night lighting, first night fulfilling the mitzvah, yes, then he could still say, that's what he says, kol habrachos. And we could even make the case more realistic. Let's say it's his first opportunity to light, and he didn't know this then. He knows, he's grown all his life. He knows, he only says shecheinu the first night. He wasn't aware that that's only if you light the first night. But if he didn't light till the third night, second night, third, whatever, you don't light till the third night, you say shecheinu, so he makes the bracha, he didn't make that bracha. So says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dayan lo birich nizka. He remembers they didn't make a bracha. I mean, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lo levarich kol habrachos, and he cites tshuvas from Kiva Eger, a tshuva from Kiva Eger that passes this way, and in the Sharet Zion he says va'afte b'prima godim nishar b'zeh b'tzarich iyun, although the prima godim also discusses the shaila and he doesn't conclude. He doesn't come out with a clear maskana. He says, Tzarechin, not certain. He's not certain if you could say the brachas once you started the mitzvah. Nevertheless, who hemik v'hircha bazehu, meaning the Rabbi Eger, hemik, he went deeply into the matter. V'hircha bazeh, he broadened me. He discusses it in a more elaborate form. V'tzeirif kamasvaros, and he combines a number of stories together, the hiskim, and he concludes the imnizkar kodem shagam kol hadlaka yachol levarich hasam, that if he remembers before he lit all the neros, he could still say all the brachos.
The shachar has to be all of the seals as
well. Lechatchila has to be, yes, and we'll, yes, well, we'll see soon, Hashem, about we'll get to that, whether the shachyanu could be made even if you lit all of them. We'll get to that, Hashem. But the first step is that he has to he can still say the brachos. Now this Kivager, bring it in. So I had a copy of the Chuvas of the Chuvas Rabbi Kivager. The Chuvas Kivager is in Mahadura Tinyana, Simin Yud Gimel. And in this tshuva, so the Rabbi Kivager, the way he arrives at his conclusion is, first he starts off by saying, nearly, off the bat. When he asks the Shaila, he says, off the bat, nearly, the birchas al hanisim v'shechiyanu, he could say, even if he lit all of them, let's say it's the first night. First night, and he lit, there's only one candle. And he lit the one candle, and he remembers he didn't say the brachas. So, for sure, that shaila, he says, nearly, alanisim v'shechiyanu, he could say still. And that would mean the same, by the same token, any other night. Obviously, if he's in the middle of the mitzvah, he could still say, you know, alanisim, because he's saying even the first night, when he only has one candle, he could say still alanisim and even shechiyanu. But the question is, what about lehadlik ner? Now, the reason why he says those two brachas you can, he says, delogara, it's not worse, miroa ner Chanukah. There's a halacha that if a person is in a place where he can't light, and let's assume, and maybe we might get to more details about that tonight, Hashem, we'll see, but he's nobody's lighting for him in his house. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. But he sees, he's in the street, and he passes by somebody's house, and he sees somebody over there lit ner Chanukah. So he can make the brachas. You make the bracha shas and nisim, and if he hasn't made shachianu yet, shachianu as well. You make them just on seeing the candles. It's a chelik of the mitzvah, it's a chelik of the, you know, like the presuminisa to make those brachas. So it says, Rabbi Kivager, it's nowhere is your own candles. You lit a candle, you forgot to make the bracha, so, but you're roa. You see them, you see the candle, so you can still make the bracha shas and nisim and shachianu. The question is, however, What about lahadlik ner? In that case where you already lit, only it was only one mitzvah and you lit it lahadlik ner, you cannot say. But what about, as we said, the other nights when you have more than one candle tonight and you're in the middle? Could you still say even lahadlik? Lahadlik is, you know, a roe doesn't say lahadlik, right? If you're passing by someone's house and you see the candles in his window, you don't say lahadlik ner shachanak, you just say shas nisim shachianu. So what about lahadlik ner on the continuation of the mitzvah? So his first shaila is, well, on this etzim shaila, could you make a bracha on the hidur? So he says, well, maybe I'll bring you a raya. He says, a raya, I'll bring a raya right off the bat that you can. What's the raya?
Say another house.
Right. Meaning, what do you mean? Say.
Because it's each one life for one each household. I'm saying, like,
right. Exactly. And the ikar adin, the mitzvah is ner ishu besa, one candle for each household. One person lights. Let's say the head of the household lights, and everybody's yotze, and nobody else has to light. The fact that other people light is gufa a level of hider. Remember, we said there's two levels: is mahadrin, mahadrin, mahadrin. The fact that other people light is gufa, just hider. And yet we make the bracha. Everybody knows, right? That the father lights, and then the other members of the household, at least the men, you know, the males, the boys, for sure. In some houses, the girls do light the candles. So and they make brachas, right? So how do they make brachas? It's only hider. So lechora ma'isim shebechal yom. Every Chanukah we see in households all over Klal Yisrael, we're making a bracha neither. Right? So it says Rekivik says maybe you'll bring me the. Says so that's not a raya. So I think why is that not a raya? So he says ze'eno. He says lechora no ze'eno. It's not a raya. The shiny hasam over there is different. Kiven duritzono lios me'am mahadrim. Since you want to be. You want to do the hider, and you're intending to do the hider. Kavanaso shalolatzeis b'shel zeh hamadlik. So it's ki'ilu you had kavana when you're, let's say, there's the father and the son. The son, it's ki'ilu he had kavana not to be yotzi with his father's halakha. Because I want to light myself. I want to do the mitzvah, you know, I want to be able to become the mahadrin. So I want to light myself. So memela, it's ki'ilu I had kavana not to be yotzi. And if you have kavana not to be yotzi, so then of course, then you're chayev, minadin. To light.
But it doesn't go per the house.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, as long as a candle lit in that house.
No, but you can't force a guy to be yotze. I mean, let's say a person has, if a person would have a mind before, I don't want to be yotze. I'm not being yotze with this halakha. You can't force him to be yotze. The din is, even if mitzvahs don't require kavana, even like the mandamar, we hold mitzvahs trichas kavana, but even if you hold mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, if you have kavana lehepich, kavana not to be yotze, then you're not yotze. Right? And Yes, like what do you mean when you hear the chazan? That's going to the Biragra. That's the Eitzah on Sukkos. You know, on Sukkos also you have to make the brachas on the desk before you do the mitzvah, right? Oh, but as soon as you pick up the Levin Esrog, you've already really done the mitzvah. The Ikar mitzvah is just picking it up, holding it. The Ikar mitzvah. So what we do is you pick it up at the Esrog upside down, right? If the Esrog upside down, that's no mitzvah. You're not yotzi to the mitzvah yet. You make the bracha, and then you turn the Esrog right upright. But the Vilna Gaon's eight says, no, just pick it up. I have kavana not to be yotze. I have kavana not to be yotze until after I say the bracha. I don't want to be yotze until after I say the bracha. So, I must tell you the truth. I do that every Chanukah. There's a question about when you should light the shamash. Let's say you're not using the shamash, you're not using it to light the other candles. For example, in an oil menorah, and you have an oil shamash, so you're not using the oil to light the other. You use an extraneous candle, which you put out afterwards, right? That's not the shamash, that's just like a match. Some people like to use long matches. So when do you light that shamash? It's not the mitzvah, but it goes along. So I light it first. I first light the shamash, and then I make the bracha, or brachos, and light the other candles. But so I usually speak it out. I'm not being yotzi with this. I don't want the shamash, because technically by lighting the shamash, I just lit a candle. Why can't, maybe I just did the mitzvah, and I just got myself into Rabbi Akiva Gishai, and the Mishnah Berurah Shaila, because I lit the first candle, I lit one candle, maybe I can't make a bracha. So I'm not saying you must do this, but I say, this is the shamash, not l'shem mitzvah, just l'shem shamash. So if they have in mind, the boys in the house have in mind not to be yotzi with their father's halakha, then they're not yotzi. So, Mamela, they're...
Why not just light the shamash after the brachos?
Why not? First of all, because... you could, but... this way, it's lit the whole time. The whole time you have candles, so know, it's, and also, I have to be one. I made the bracha.
The first one.
No, after, you say after you light all, that's what you mean, right? Light all 1, 2, 3 up to 8, and then light the Shabbat Shazan. But I don't know, that's almost like you're lighting 9 candles or whatever, not 2 candles the first night, 3 candles, even though it's in a separate row. It's not, it's in a separate row, it's in a total, if it's in a total different place. Some menorahs is not even so separate, so, but anyway, I prefer to light it before. I just, that's the way I do it. Anyway, Ataka use that flame often to light whatever I'm using to light. Doesn't have to be that way. In any case, so it says Rabbi Akiva, that's not a riot. But he goes on to show that it's a machlokas, achronim on this nekuda, whether or not you can make a bracha on hider mitzvah, and he proves that there are those that hold you can. Because he shows a machlokas between the prichadash and the Eliyahu Rabbah. The prichadash holds you don't make a bracha on hider mitzvah, and the Eliyahu Rabbah holds you do. Okay, so we have one sad. To make the brachas even after you started lighting, like the Eliyahu Rabbah. And then he goes on and says, well, if it would just be that, so it would be, you know, a shah, sabbik brachas. The Pichadish holds no, and the Eliyahu Rabbah holds yes. So usually we say sabbik brachas l'hakal. But then he says, that's not the only tzad here. There's another concept, like by a mitzvah, which is not just a one-time thing that you just did it and you finished, but it's a mitzvah that's nimsheches, a mitzvah that has the fulfillment of the mitzvah is extended, so then you can make the bracha even if you didn't make it right away. For example, you put on a talis and you forgot to make the bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha before you wrap yourself in the talis, so before you put on the talis cotton, you're supposed to make the bracha. But let's say you forgot, or a person who makes a bracha on a talis cotton, but he puts it on in the morning when his hands are still not clean, or he has to go use the washroom first and wash and everything, but he puts on his talis cotton right away so he doesn't walk around without a talis cotton. So, and then afterwards he makes the bracha. So you pick up the tzitzit in your hand, you hold the tzitzit, you make the bracha. So you could only do that because it's what's called a mitzvah nimsheches. It's an extended mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is not a, it's not a, you just do it and it's finished, but it continues. As there are some mitzvahs, that's another example, that says tefillin, you got the machik bracha and your tefillin, you make the bracha later. These are all extended mitzvahs, because the mitzvah is not just putting on the tzitzis, putting on the tefillin, it's wearing them, it's having them on. That's the mitzvah nimsheches. There are other mitzvahs that, no, it's a one-time thing. Tevilas kelim. You tovel the keli, that's it, it's finished. You did the mitzvah. Yeah, you to use the keli, it needs to be tovel, but the mitzvah is being tovel. It is just a one-time action, and after that, the mitzvah is done. Or kisui hadam, or shchita, whatever. These are, you know, it's the ma'isa mitzvah is a one-second thing. So the question, what is Ner Chanukah? Is it just like the mitzvah is just lighting it, and it's finished? Or do we look at it as a mitzvah nimsheches because it's supposed to last a half hour, or at least have the potential for last a half hour? Yeah, we hold kav sein zokokla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it, but you have to light it in a way that it could last a half hour. If you light it in a way that can't last a half hour, you have to relight, at least like a bracha, but you certainly have to relight. So, so is this called a mitzvah nimsheches or not? So the Rebbe Akiva proves that there are some that hold that this is a mitzvah nimsheches. He brings from the Rush, in Pesachim, that the Rush is discussing the when do you say a bracha, when do you use the lashon lit, like lihaniach tefillin and lihadlik ner shachanik, and when do you say al mitzvah tzitzis, or you know I'll be your chametz. When do you say Lil, famous topic, right? When do you say Lil, when do you say Al? And in the context of that, the Rush says that the Lamed, Lihisate Fitzitzis, Lihoniach Tvilin, Leshe Besukha, Lihadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, it's Sheyesh Behem Shihui Mitzvah, a mitzvah that extends like Talis, Tzitzis, and Tvilin, and sitting in the Sukkah, and Ner Chanukah, says the Rush. Since they continue, so you say lit. He says ulahadlik ner chanuk. He says shihu ibn mitzvasa kedamrina mishetishka hachama ad shetichla regel manashuk. So you see, it says Rikki Veg, you see the Rosh is comparing their Hanukkah to tzitzis and tefillin and the other mitzvahs that are extended. So if that's another reason, then you can make the bracha. So even though you did the Maisa mitzvah of lighting it, you did already, but if it's considered a mitzvah that has a Shihoi Zman, a mitzvah that extends, then you could always, you should be able to make the bracha, even though you literally. What are you saying? We say Al Hamila. So there's a whole lot of Torah on all this. The answer all the situations, but maybe a different time. But it's a very big sugya. A lot of the discussion is shown in here of Pesachim and elsewhere. So a kapara, but that's reason number two. It's a nisma shechas, and then Rikki Veg brings a third svara, and that is that there is an opinion. Das kama poskim the bechol brachos im lo birach over the siyasim mevarach achakach ein shachir adayasim and yutesiv gimel. There is an opinion. We don't paskin this way normally, but it's an opinion that even if you did a mitzvah and it's not nimsheches, you tovel the keli, forgot to make a bracha. It's an opinion that you can make the bracha. Then we don't paskin that way. Once you tovel it, you don't make the bracha. But there's a shita that you can. So says Rikki Veg, Im Kain, Benidan Didan, Betzir of Hani Svaras. We combine the three Svaras. Number one, the Eliyahu Rabbah that says you can Mevarech on the Heder. Number two, Shiyui Mitzvah, it's a continuum, mitzvah that continues. Number three, some hold anyway, you can always make a bracha after the mitzvah. He says, therefore, Im Lo Birech Ova Asiyasim, Mevarech Achakach. Because in Nira, Lismoch, Benidan Didan, Divarech. Okay, so Rikki Veg, Paskins, you do make the bracha. It says the Mishnah Berurah. He was impressed by Rikki Veg's tshuva that he was hemik v'hirchav adavar, and it seeded sap kamasvaras v'hiskim that you can make the bracha. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins as well. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, you could make the bracha. Now, however, Rikki Veg himself continues ulam, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this: im kodem dehidlik neiros on asafs. If before you lit the additional candles, kavu harishonos, the first ones already went out. Let's say Mamish didn't remember till a while later, whatever, they already went out. The Bazel Lake is sniff anal, then you don't have the sniff of what? The Mikach Shiri Mitzvah, it's not called Shiri Mitzvah, it's over. It's like you took off your tefillin. Once you took off your tefillin, the mitzvah is not continuing, you took off your talis. So here too, once the candle went out, it's over. That part of the mitzvah is over. So you lose that part of it. So then he says, then we're back to the, and you know, and we don't really hold that you make a bracha a bracha that's not a shihui mitzvah. We don't hold that you make a bracha afterwards. So he says we're back to this, basically a machlokas elio rabba and pri chadish. Could you make a bracha on hidur? So he says then don't do it. Then don't. If they went out already, don't do it. Okay. So two halachas. Number one, if it's still burning and you remember, which is the more common case, make the bracha still. Make all three brachas. If they went out, then you can't say lahadlik. Now you can't say lahadlik if they went out. But what about the other brachas? Could you say Shasanisim and Shachanu? Well, we said the reason before is because Lo Gara Mi Roa. The reason is because you're seeing them, but you're not seeing them anymore. At least those candles you're not seeing anymore. So you could. The question is only, could you make the bracha on your other candles?
Even Shachanu, as I'm seeing it, it's not just being like an actual time of that time of.
No, right. He says they said it for Lo Gara Mi Roa. And it's right. So Mishnah Berurah says, so he says two things. He says first things, two things. If you lit all the candles already, that was the first part of the Berurah. If you lit all the candles, or like the first night is only one candle, then don't say lahadlik, because there's no heder. You're not making bracha on the heder either. Right? You don't have that svara. You have the shihui mitzvah svara, but that's not enough. So if you already lit all the candles, you don't say lahadlik. You just say shasanisim and shechianu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here in Sifka and Dal. Later, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifka and Chaf addresses the topic again. What happens if you forgot shechianu? Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Where's the other Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Sifka and Beis. Earlier in Sifka and Beis. Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you forgot Shechianu when you were lighting? And he says, okay, you can make the bracha tomorrow night, but you already finished lighting tonight. Einu mevarech b'layla zo. Once you finish lighting the candles tonight, you can't say Shechianu anymore. Pifkei Shechianu. So Bishop, 1 second. Right, 2 lines later in Sifka and Dalet, he says that even if you lit all the candles, you can still say Shas and Nisim and Shechianu as long as it's still burning. And earlier he said, if you forgot Shechianu, once you finish lighting that night, don't say it. So why isn't this like an explicit stira, like from the, well, you know, on the same page? Here he says, like the first Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot Shechianu, you already lit that night, don't say it, wait till tomorrow night. You can't say it, you already finished lighting, don't say Shechianu. And later he says, you forgot all the brachas, so you can't say the first bracha, but you can say Shas and Nisim and Shechianu. So what's the difference?
Second case, he didn't say anything. First case, he said the brachas.
Okay, so you're saying what? To just say Shechianu,
right,
as a roe, maybe that you can't do. You could only say Shechianu as a roe. The reason why you're making the brachas, if you lit it already, because you're a roe. But a roe, perhaps, you want to be mechadesh, a roe who, for some reason, is not going to say Shesanisim, can't just say Shechianu. Like,
maybe, I don't know.
Well, that's what you suggest. So, say you're mechaven to very great people. That's the teretz which Rav Chaim Kanievsky Bracha writes in his sefer. He has sefer Shona Halachas, right, which is like a kitzur of the Mishnah Berurah, and of all the Mishnah Berurah. And he asks, this is a kasha. He says, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be sus to each other. So he says that teretz that you can't say Shechianu. Ain't Shaykh didn't row it when it's just on Shechianu. And also, there's a sefer called Hilchas Chag Bechag. He also says the same teretz. As you're saying, the only time you can say Shechianu as a row is if you're also saying Shas HaNisim. And in this case, you already said Shas HaNisim. You already said the first case of Mishpura is talking about, you said Lahadlik Ner and Shas HaNisim, then you lit. You forgot Shechianu. So to just say Shechianu as a row, you can. So you have to wait till tomorrow night. But if you got all the brachas and you're saying Shas HaNisim, then you can say with it Shechianu. That's what he says. Another terrorist, some wanted to say maybe the Mishnah Berurah up above where he's saying you can't say Shechianu, was talking about if the candles went out already. If you remember, after the Hadlaki means, and they already went out. Maybe he means that, but it's missing. He doesn't say that. But this pshat you're saying, there's nothing missing in the case. He just doesn't explain. But maybe he just thought it was pasha that you can't say Shechianu alone. But the other terrorists say that, he's talking about they already went out, so that's missing. Okay. So that's discussion number one. So we came out of Lach Lamais. If you finish lighting and didn't make any brachas, say as long as it's still burning, say Shas HaNisim, and it's the first night, say Shechianu. If they already went out, don't say any brachas. If you're in the middle of lighting and you remember and you still have more candles to light, you could say all three brachas, or you know, any other night, two brachas, Lahadlik Ner and Shas HaNisim. Okay, now let's talk about this case of the Roa. Case of the Roa. It's not, Baruch Hashem, it's not the most common case, because usually we end up, even if we're away from home, we have someplace to stay where we can light, but sometimes not. Let's say a person's in a hotel and he's away on a trip, he had to go. It's not a good idea on Hanukkah to plan trips where you're going to put yourself into situations where you can't light or compromise lighting, but somebody came up, he has to be staying in a hotel overnight, he has no other place. Because some say, well, if he's eating somewhere, he could make the bracha where he's eating. There are different sheets, but let's just take the case where he has no place at all, maybe staying in a hotel, maybe not even, I'll make a more extreme case. I know I had a lead when I was living in Chicago, and my daughter's chasna in New York on a Thursday night, and at least one friend of mine flew in from Chicago, and then after the chasna in Brooklyn, just went back to the airport and spent the rest of the night in the air. He had to go Friday, he had to get back. It was during the winter. Who makes a chasna in New York and live in Chicago Thursday night during the winter? We did. So he had to get back to Chicago. Like many people took an early flight back. It was the winter. I mean, you had in Chicago. I mean, you can't even, you know, who knows what the weather's going to be. So they did the 6 a.m. flight. But most people, they find a place to stay for a sleep for a couple hours. He just went back to the airport and rested in the airport. So it wasn't Hanukkah. It wasn't. It was in Shvat. But let's say it would have been Hanukkah. And let's say he's there with his wife. Or his wife is in Eretz Yisrael. So nobody's home. Nobody's home in Chicago. Nobody's lighting for him. And he has no place. He's not lighting anywhere. He didn't light. Could he have lit it at the Chasna Hall? All discussion about those things. But he didn't. He didn't. And he's back in the airport. He's not lighting that night. No one's lighting for him. So as he's trapped, but as he's traveling to the airport, he passes, the LaGuardia Airport is in the, not far from, you know, from neighborhood in Queens. And he sees somebody's neighbors. So the din is you make a bracha, birchas haroah. So, if it's the first night, yes, it's the first night, you make a shachianu as well. As long as you're saying shas nisim, you say shach as well. What happens though if his wife was at home? She didn't come to the chasna, and she's not in Eretz Yisrael. She's home and she's lighting for him. But he's not seeing those neiros and he's not hearing those brachas. So do you say a bracha, birchas haroah? He sees somebody else's neiros. Do you say birchas haroah when you're not lighting, but someone else is lighting in your home and you're not going to be there?
No, it doesn't look like you should say.
Okay. So, do you want to support that at all? Or no, yeah, I'm just asking.
I would say that you do say it.
What is that?
I would say that you do say it.
Okay, do you want to support that?
Yeah, because he birchas haroah. Even when I make the bracha, it's because I see my own candle.
No, but you're going out of your obligation, so you have to have in mind not to go out.
If I light later and on my way home from work, I see other people's candles. I might not have to make the bracha right away.
No, because you, the birchas haroah is secondary. It's a replacement for a person who doesn't have the opportunity to light. If you're going to have the opportunity to light, then much better to make the bracha b'shas.
So when I make the birchas haroah after I light, is that because it's like part of the mitzvah halakha, or I'm making it on the same
way? No, I don't think you know. Rabbi Kiveg is saying you could even, like in the case where you already lit, then you could still make it on seeing it. But when you're doing it before, you didn't see him yet. You never make a birchas haroah before you see him, right? Someone says, oh, there's somebody who's been over there. Says, oh, 1 second, let me make a bracha. And then you look. No, you don't do that. You have to see him first. But here in your house, you're making the bracha before you see him. So you're not doing an alzaroa.
Can his wife be with him for like the first bracha, and then when he sees the candle, then he can just take it to the next two?
But his wife's making all the brachas. She's definitely making all the brachas. She's lighting at home. And he's not hearing her. She's not being motzi with the bracha. She's being motzi with the hadlaka. But she's not being with the brachas. I mean, so you're both right, though. You're both right. The Mechaber says, in Tav Reish Ayin Vav Sif Gimel, Mechaber says, Mishalo Hidlik. One who didn't light. He's not going to light at all that night. And also, nobody's lighting from at home. Like you said?
No, he said that somebody was lighting for them, so he wasn't allowed because
right.
He was already...
Right, that's what Mishra is saying. Yeah, okay. Only if they're not lighting. Then, that's what he says. Only if he didn't light, he's not going to light that light, and no one's lighting for him. Mashba, if someone's going to light for him, then he doesn't make the brachas, even though he's not hearing them. But someone lit for him. He's yotze. He's yotze the mitzvah, so there's no brachas haroah. However, the Mishnah brings down that there are chalkim on this. There are chalkim on this that say that if you didn't hear it, you didn't light and you didn't hear it, so your wife lit for you. Very nice. But you have your own mitzvah to make the bracha, your own chiyuv to give hodah, like you're saying. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, though, however, before the Mishnah Berurah, there are chashulchan paskins, like your paskin. Chashulchan goes, Ma'arich, and he comes out, yes, you should make the bracha, even if they're lighting for you. You didn't hear it, you didn't see it, you know, I mean, your own layers, and you didn't hear the bracha, it's your own bracha. The bracha is for you. You have a chovas aguf. But many acharim say not like that. Many acharim say not like that. And Mishnah Berurah, machriyas, suffik brachas, don't do it. If your wife's lying at home or somebody's lying at home for you, don't make the brachas. That's the acharim Mishnah Berurah. That's in the Kovitz Halachas. That's where Shmuel Kamensky passes as well, like this Mishnah Berurah and many acharim. That only if nobody's lighting for you that night, only then should you make a birchas haroah. Now, right now, and even if Shmuel adds, even let's say at the time you see the lights, your wife hasn't lit yet. I know for a fact my wife didn't light. She's just on the cell phone. I know she didn't light. Cool, right? I see someone's been lights, and my wife did. She's going to light for me, but she didn't yet. So maybe I could chop her and make the bracha now. So he says no. It's only if it's they're not going to be madlik for you. If they're going to be madlik for you, even though it didn't happen yet, then you don't make a bracha sarah. Halach lemais, you don't make a bracha sarah.
What if you didn't think you'd have the opportunity to light, and then your wife was yotzi for you at home, and then you get the opportunity to light. Your friend was in the airport, and then he got two candles and.
Well, you can't still light an airport because you don't have a real, you know, any kfiyas there. But let's say whatever. You end up saying, you found that your flight was canceled. Forget it. So you're staying for Shabbos. So you go to someone's house and you're at night already. You go back yourself at someone's house. So now you can light, right? Okay.
Now you can light and say the brachos?
No, so it says you shouldn't say the brachos, though. You shouldn't say the brachos. You said it already.
No, your wife said it.
Oh, your wife said it. Yeah. So then, as long as she was motzi, you don't like. Then too, you do not with it. You don't like with the bracha if my wife is motzi. You can let it's good and it's right, but you don't make a bracha. Okay. Now, so the kuda though is the birchas haroah. What happens though if when you see the candles, it's already past the Iker Zman? It's more than a half an hour. This person lit already, and it's past the Iker Zman. He was already Yotze. Theoretically, he could technically blow them out now if he wants, right? He's finished the mitzvah. Could I still make a bracha on those candles? Or do we say, no, that's not, the mitzvah's finished. They happen to be burning themselves out, but the mitzvah's finished. Okay. Or no, do we say, it's all the mitzvah. He lit an hour candle, a two-hour okay. candle. Could I make the bracha aroa on that, or can I not? So this is a big shiloh. Just share with you the... So the Hisoris Tshuva, he was a grandchild of the Chassam Sofer. He says that you should not make the bracha. Past the half hour, you should not make the bracha. Also, Rav Shlomo Akoyim Mivilna, the great, the Cheshik Shlomo, Pinyin Shlomo, says, excuse me, brought the Steichem, it says not to make the bracha. In the Sefer Halichas Shlomo, from Shlomo San Arbach, it's Mesupik. It's brought in the Asher Ish from Rabbi Yashiv that you can make the brachas, and Lamaisa, that's where Rishmul Kameski, Shlita Paskins as well, in the Kovitz Halachas. He paskins that you can make the bracha as long as it's a ner shel mitzvah, meaning the fact that they were yotzi, it's sufficient for the ner to burn a half hour. Lamais, it's burning more than a half hour, so it's all an extension of the mitzvah, provided they're still pursuing minisa. He says, meaning provided either the people lit outside and there are still passersby, not just you happen to be there, but it's a time when there's still passersby, or if they lit inside the house and their b'nei bayis there. As long as the neighbors are still fulfilling pursuing nisa, then you can make a bracha.
How do you know if there's enough oil in there to last 3 hours?
No, you're not. You don't need that.
So even if it's like,
down to the last 2 minutes. Yeah, even if it's down to the last 2 minutes. Yeah.
You can make a bracha still.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they're still fulfilling pursuing nisa. That's what he says. As long as those neighbors are still fulfilling pursuing nisa, because there are people in the society seeing them.
But if those in their own house, and if it doesn't last 30 minutes, then they shouldn't make a bracha.
He's in his own house and what?
Saying if someone has the oil, all of them last for 25 minutes, let's say.
To begin with the whole thing for 25 minutes?
Right.
Then it's a bit something where he's oats here at all.
Right, so I'm saying the same thing with the person outside.
No, because the guy who lit, I'm assuming the guy lit Kadin, he lit a half hour candle. I don't have to assume he.
Right, I'm saying also, his broker is also only on pursuing himself, it's not on like the hot
night. That's right, I'm not saying I don't need a half hour. I just need 1 second to see the guys. Okay, so it says machlokas poskim again. Machlokas poskim. You should make the bracha after half hour. So try to do it within a half hour. And just one more last nakuda here is that even if you didn't do it right away, you saw the candles. It's not like thunder or lightning. You know, you have only a couple of seconds. Or you saw a majestic mountain. You didn't make the bracha. You saw something that you know. Once you saw it, you can't make the bracha again. But here it's not that way. Even if you didn't make the bracha right away, you could still make the bracha, you know, afterwards. As long as you see them, you can still make the bracha. But it's the same menorah, different menorah, you can still. If you have a din of a roa, you're like the guy, that person staying over in the airport. He's not lighting. His wife's not home. He's making brachas a roa. Even if you didn't do the first time, he's driving. He's in his Uber on the way to the airport. He sees a menorah and he says, "Hey, maybe I should make a bracha. I don't know." So he calls his rav back in Chicago, and he says, "Yeah." So he says, "Okay, but I already passed it. We're 5 minutes past that one. Okay, take a look. Maybe you'll see another one. And he can make a bracha on the next one that he sees." Okay, well, here.
If someone lights a